What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the return of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster, and I want to thank you all for allowing me to enter your phones and into your lives. It's been a while since I've recorded a brand new episode. The last episode I recorded was back in January when I recorded pretty much an episode about the pandemic. Well, technically not pandemic. Pretty much I talked about the rise of Karens. And I don't know how many views that got, or, well, technically not views, how many new listeners I got because of said episode. But since then, I decided to take a hiatus. The main reason was mainly because I felt burnt out. Now, when I say I felt burnt out, I mean literally I felt burned out. Like, I didn't know what to do. And on top of that, I was in the midst of legal battles with my kids and my, I guess you could call her my ex-wife. But since then, I do have good news. My kids are with me. I have custody of them. I finally got my driver's license. Yes. I've become a full-time single parent. But that hasn't stopped me. Like, literally, it has not stopped me from seeing what's been going on all over the world. We still have riots. We have new music artists like whatever the hell Ice Spice is. Anime's back on the rise. We actually got a new fucking Spider-Verse movie. Five Nights at Freddy's is about to release its first movie in a couple weeks in October, which I do intend on going to see. But since then, you know, when I've been watching all this stuff, a lot of things have changed about me. I've recently found my, I figured out what I want to do. I want to be a good father. I want to get myself back in shape. And I pretty much want to be better, which is the theme most people's podcasts, most people's TV shows, pretty much most people's anything, really. But, yeah, we've gone through a lot. The whole world's gone through a lot. There's a potential that we're about to be having to mask up again, which, for the love of God, I hope not. We're at the point where, like I said in my previous episode, Karens are still on the rise. And we've gone completely downhill. Now, this episode is just a test episode to see if I can still do this. And by the way, it's sounding, oh yeah, I still have it. But a lot of things have happened since the last time I came into your homes, into your phones, into your ears. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about what's been going on in the world. We've lost a whole lot of artists. Like, we lost a lot of musicians, classic and newer artists. Most recently, Bray Wyatt passed away, about a couple weeks ago, due to complications thanks to COVID. And that one hit hard for a whole lot of wrestling fans out there who really felt like, and I actually agree with, he died too young. Jason Aldean almost got himself canceled because of a damn song, because people believe that song was a damn dog whistle. Actually, the song was not a freaking dog whistle. It was actually a song about the riots that have been going on over the past few years. And he pretty much said, if you try that in a small town, it's not gonna fly. Hell, Kid Rock got himself almost, well, I think he may have gotten himself canceled, I don't know. For shooting a bunch of beer cans because a guy or girl, whichever one you want to call her, or call him. I'm not gonna get into that whole debate. Became sponsored by Bud Light. He posted a video saying Grandpa's feeling kind of frisky. And he pulled out a fucking machine gun, an AR, I think that's what it was, and he shot up a whole bunch of fucking beer cans and said, "Fuck Bud Light." Most recently, we have this guy who sings a song called Richmond, North of Richmond. I actually absolutely love that damn song. I've actually listened to it. It's actually pretty damn good. It's actually a song that speaks the truth. Like I said, we've lost a lot. We've gained a lot. Hell, Adam Calhoun and Tom McDonald are just yesterday released a new album together, the sequel to their first album, The Brave, which, by the way, I love their albums. I love their music. Thing is, I want to reiterate something that I've always said. We are living in a world where the fun stuff gets you in trouble. Where you say something wrong, you get canceled for it. Like, you can try to cancel me if you want to, but it's not going to work. Hell, I saw this one dude on YouTube who says that we need a gore censoring mode on the new Mortal Kombat game that's coming out, Mortal Kombat 1. To be honest with you, no, we don't. I mean, hell, look at YouTube now. YouTube's trying to demonetize videos where people say fuck and shit and bitch, and they would get themselves canceled. They would most likely get themselves canceled for it. Mainly because, they didn't show what everybody else wants to see. Like I said, we're living in a world where you can get canceled just for existing. I want to bring something up too. To the idiots out there that are breaking in to buildings and stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry. Just so you know, you're only making yourself look bad. You think that you're seeking you're getting what you deserve because, you know, you're stealing shit. Hell, I saw a video of a guy trying to rob a fucking jewelry store, and he actually got jumped by the owners of the fucking store. Now, that's what you call karma. And don't get me started on the racist assholes who think just because it's the color of their skin that they have the right to, you know, well, pretty much everything. I've watched a lot of the news lately, mainly because I've been getting my daughter up and ready for school. I saw this one report of this jackass who targeted a Dollar General and shot a bunch of black people. Are you fucking kidding me? Tell me that wasn't race motivated. They say that he was a sweet boy, but he decides he's going to go ahead and shoot up a Dollar General. It's like the whole the wrongful death of that guy several years back. George Floyd. Blame it on the race. But then again, George Floyd died because of a cop. This guy did it pretty much because he wanted to. Now you tell me, where do these little assholes get these weapons and think that they can just go up into a goddamn convenience store and shoot somebody up because they don't like the color of somebody's skin? Not realizing we ourselves are descendants of immigrants. Go back where you came from, or I'll do something about it. This is America. You speak American. Not realizing that we, as a people, speak multi-languages. You speak Spanish? Nope, you gotta speak American. You gotta speak English. You speak Japanese? Nope, you're in our country. You gotta speak our shit. That's not how this works. A lot of people actually go out of their way to learn another language so that way they can be able to understand what other people are saying. I would love to. I do know a few Spanish phrases. I just don't know full-blown Spanish. I would love to learn. I would love to learn Japanese. And not the stereotypical shit you see on TV. Like you see in the damn stupid-ass comedy shows. Like those damn sitcoms. Anyway... You want to shoot somebody? Why don't you just shoot somebody a glance and tell them how you feel? Nah, you don't want to do that because you don't want people to think that you're a pussy. You don't want people to think you're a wuss. Me? This is my actual opportunity to speak my mind about what's been going on lately And believe me, I've got a whole lot to get off my chest. Like, for instance, about that guy who shot up that damn store, who shot up Dollar General. He's dead, by the way, which he did it to himself. I'm not going to go into detail. There's a special place in hell for somebody who takes the life of somebody else because of the color of their skin. There's a special place in hell for somebody who will take a fucking gun and go shoot up a damn elementary school. Yeah, the dumb bitch that decided to shoot up that damn elementary school a couple months back. There's a special place in hell for you. I hope you're burning in hell right now. I hope Satan's sticking a pitchfork up your ass using his own special lube. Somebody who takes the life of somebody for no damn reason doesn't deserve happiness and doesn't deserve to live. And, you know, that's something else, too. What's the government doing about this? Not a damn thing. You want to know what the U.S. government actually cared about several months back? They didn't care about bringing our soldiers home. They didn't care about, you know, a recession or the fact that gas prices were rising. They cared more about TikTok. Like, seriously, I actually watched this freaking hearing about, you know, them believing that the Chinese created TikTok to spy on us. Not really. I'm on TikTok. I use TikTok to, you know, motivate myself. That's my way to motivate myself. Can TikTok access my internet? If your phone's connected to the internet, then looky there. TikTok is on your phone. It's not accessing your home internet. You can access TikTok outside of the internet. Because I swear some people, today's politicians don't understand. They want to take what makes us happy and turn it into a damn crusade against other countries. There's a reason why other countries make fun of us. Because of stupid shit like this. That instead of having actual role models, actually being role models, they care more about the ones who make you the role models. You know, let me backtrack here. You want to make women who dress half naked and dance on a stage a little girl's role model. Hell, they made fun of this back on fucking South Park when they made fun of Paris Hilton being a stupid, spoiled whore. How it's nothing but a fad. Yeah, no. It's not a fad. Some women are whores. They don't want to admit it, but some women are. I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just pointing it out. There's actually women out there who actually admit that they're whores. You want to go out there and dress like a slut? Go for it. Doesn't mean you're actually going to go out and find a man. Because most men don't want to date women who sleep around with other guys. Because they don't want to catch something that you caught from another guy. You know, He's gone from, you know, song, and I'm actually going to go into the music business on this one. You want to talk about how Jason Aldean's song is controversial? Listen to Adam Calhoun's music. Listen to his songs. Hell, in his song Racism, he actually drops the N-word. He actually says the N-word in the song. You think Jace, try that in a small town, is controversial? Listen to Tom McDonald. Listen to Upchurch. Listen to most of these independent rappers who actually test the waters, tread the waters. Adam Calhoun is actually a family man. He loves his country and he loves his family. And yeah, some of his music is controversial, but he actually speaks truth. Tom McDonald has actually sung songs about how the U.S. government's keeping us asleep. How some people like to scream fake woke. And of course, how can I forget about the fans? Now, there's an artist out there known as Chase Matthew. Once he signed a big record deal, most of his fans turned on him because he didn't thank Upchurch for bringing him up. He probably did. It's just that he didn't want to make it public. Most artists who actually make it out of the independent scene, sometimes they do better, sometimes they don't, and they end up going back to the independent scene. But it's the fans. Like, literally, it's the fans that turn artists into rebels. You don't like their music? Go listen to something else. You don't like what Adam Calhoun is saying in his music? You don't like what Tom McDonald says in his music? Go listen to mainstream music. I listen to the music that I grew up with a mix of, you know, independent artists. Hell, I listen to Adam Calhoun. I listen to Tom McDonald. I listen to Upchurch. Hell, I listen to Savannah Dexter. Mainly because of my wife, ex-wife. I listen to independent rock artists. I listen to No Resolve. I listen to State of Mind. I listen to Citizen Soldier. On top of the mainstream music artists that, you know, come out. I listen to Nickelback, Theory of a Dead Man. Hell, I still rock out to fucking Disturbed. Do I get judged? Not really. Hell, I'm a Norse pagan. I don't get judged for that either. I do get stared at because of the way my hair looks. Hell, I got a Viking style haircut. Yeah, I got a Viking style haircut. I can't grow a full beard because, you know, family genetics. But I also wear a hammer around my neck. I wear my Mjolnir around my neck. I do get people staring at me. There are those who tell me that my necklace looks cool. And then there are the ones that just sit there and stare. Like, how is that man a father? That same reaction I get pretty much sums up how judgmental people are nowadays. Hell, we can't even mention Michael Jackson's name without somebody bringing up something he did in the past. Hell, you can't even bring up Danny Masterson without bringing up the fact that he's going to prison for 30 fucking years. For rape. For raping women. And I hope I don't get demonetized for this. I hope I don't. But I'm speaking truth here. You can't bring up anybody who used to be famous without bringing up something that they've done. Like, you can't bring up Kevin Spacey because he's going through the same shit that Danny Masterson's going through. A whole lot of people got Me Too'd over the past several years. Doesn't mean I'm not going to stop watching the shit that they're in. Hell, I'll still sit, even though Danny Masterson's going to prison for 30 years, hell, I'll still sit there and watch That 70 Show and laugh at him as he plays Hyde. Or if I had Netflix, I'll sit and watch The Ranch and laugh my ass off because he's playing a character whose name is literally Rooster. Now, I'm still pissed off they killed, quote-unquote, killed off Rooster in The Ranch. But anyway, there is a brighter side to all this. There are people out there that are actually standing up against the bullshit. And I say this with all due respect. You stand up for yourself, a lot of people are going to recognize you. But just make sure that they recognize you for the right damn things. Because if you want them to recognize you, you don't want them to recognize you for something you've done in the past. You want to be remembered for something good that you've done. I want to be remembered for something good I've done. Like right now, I'm 33 years old. I'm a single father taking care of two small children while I'm working at a minimum wage job. Do I hate my job? Yes, I do. But I go to work every single day to make money for myself and for my kids. Do I care what other people think about me? Not really. I've gotten to the point where I don't care what people think about me anymore. Like I said, we're living in a world where people want to judge you for what you look like or what you've done in the past. Not what you're doing right now. When it comes down to the nitty gritty, you want to be the one that shows these fat cats, these assholes, that you're not going to be one to be trifled with. I'm actually one of those people. You can judge me. You can judge me for the music I listen to. You can judge me for the way I dress. You can judge me for the people I talk to. I'm still going to be me. Just like Jason Aldean's always going to be him. Adam Calhoun is always going to be him. Tom McDonald, him. Upchurch, him. Like I said, we're living in a world where people are always wanting the spotlight. That's what this is. The whole world's a stage, and the people are the players. That's an actual quote, and I hope that actually is a quote from one of the greatest literary writers in poetry and stage, William Shakespeare. Yes, I just quoted William Shakespeare. It's up to us to stand up. It's up to us to stand up for what we want. We want change. We, the people, are sick and tired of it. We're sick and tired of you telling us what we like. We're sick and tired of you telling us what we should listen to. We're sick and tired of you shoving these people you want to be famous down our throats. Let us be us. Let us be American. Let us be people. Let us be human. And this is the first episode I've done in months, and I have spoken a lot. Hell, we're living in a, like I said, we're living in a world where we are being treated like puppets on strings. We're the puppets, and it just so happens that the U.S. government are the ones pulling the strings. I'm not a political guy, but I know a bunch of dogs when I see it. People attacking other people for their beliefs, for their, you know, for their beliefs in government, who, their government officials, who they believe would be the best. Just let them be. Let us be who we want to be. I mean, hell. We're supposed to be, this is supposed to be the land of the free. Not the land of the cost. Not the land of the paid for by advertisements. Hell, hell, we work. Hell, and I just remembered the name of the guy, Oliver Anthony. The guy who sings Rich Men North of Richmond. He speaks the truth. He sing, in his song, he sings of low wages. You know, the quote, for bullshit pay. Food, poverty, high inflation, high taxes, child trafficking, welfare abuse, and centralization of power. Like I said, we work for bullshit pay. And he's right. We do. There are people out there who actually abuse the welfare system. Obese people taking advantage of the welfare system so that way they can have another fudge round in their mouth. Like, motherfucker, go just go on somewhere. Hell, I've seen a motherfucker actually, confront a Karen who was bitching at a fucking restaurant. And he actually told her, instead of getting food at McDonald's, why don't you get your ass on a goddamn treadmill? I mean, shit. Some people are fucking stupid nowadays. It's not the government's fault that we're stupid, that some people are stupid. It's just the way people were raised. Some people were raised to believe that if they're doing something wrong, it's right. Hell, this generation, you know, would rather pull out a fucking gun and shoot somebody instead of putting on a pair of gloves. And whooping somebody's ass for bad-mouthing somebody in their family. Nah, you want to bad-mouth somebody? Oh, I'm going to pull out my gun and blow your god-dang head off. Now, why don't you put down that gun and take your ass whooping like a man? I mean, we are literally at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to the way people see us. And to be honest with you, nothing's going to change until somebody changes it. And to be honest with you, our president does look like he ate a dozen Xanax for dinner. I actually believe so, because in his age, a lot of people believe that he's too old to run the country. And if that's so, get him out of the office. I mean, hell. The man's like in his fucking 80s. I mean, hell, Donald Trump is being fucking indicted on tampering charges. And yet that crazy orange-faced, blonde-haired motherfucker, and I do support him on this, is still going to run for fucking president. Now, that is what I have to say. At first, I didn't like him, but now I can actually see that he actually gives a fuck about this country. And yes, I do have to say, that's America right there. He's the only motherfucker who actually gives a fuck. But of course, we got these other candidates that are good as well. I don't know much about it. Like I said, I'm not big on politics. But let me tell you this. Whoever ends up president, they have a lot of shit to fix. Stop the riots in the fucking streets. Beef up our police. Don't defund them. Now, that's another stupid thing that I need to stop fucking doing. Defund the police. Fuck off. Like, seriously, fuck off. You want to defund the police? Defund them yourself. Go ahead. Go ahead and disrespect the cops. Sure, there are some cops out there who are complete assholes, but The ones that actually uphold the law don't deserve your back talk. They don't deserve your shit talking. I mean, hell, we've already gotten way past Black Lives Matter. I mean, yes, Black Lives do matter. It's just now we've gotten to the point where Black Lives Matter, but it's being taken too far. Every Black life, deserves the attention. You want to take that life away. And believe it or not, the ones that are taking that life away from black people, from African-American black people, are the same people who are trying to defend it. I mean, hell, I live in Batesville, and we've already had a bunch of juveniles breaking into people's fucking cars. Hell, when I was younger, if I did something that fucking stupid, I would have gotten my ass whooped. Probably still would. Hell, I'm 33 years old. Give it time. Hell, I don't even allow my damn kids to do stupid shit like that. Then again, they're only 7 and 4 years old. They know better. And I mentioned this in a previous podcast episode too. If we could see through the eyes of a child doesn't see hate. Hate isn't embedded in us. It's learned. Like, literally learned. You teach a child to hate and they're going to hate. You teach a kid to recognize the color of their own skin, that it's different from somebody else's. That's teaching them white privilege. That white people deserve more than blacks. No, I think we deserve equality. There are some black people who've earned where they've gotten to. There's white people who have earned where they've gotten to. Hell, it took us a long time, but women are finally getting the equality that they deserve. And yet people are still judging women for doing stuff. I mean, hell, I recently saw that one of the developers of Sony, the one of the women who actually worked on God of War Ragnarok, getting bashed because she enjoys playing the new game that came out, Starfield, which is an Xbox exclusive video game. Are you fucking kidding me? A guy on TikTok actually brought this up. He said that he doesn't see the point of the console wars anymore. It's just like a race war. You have your preferences. That's all this is. All this is a race war. It's a war that cannot be won with words anymore. And I will die on this hill when I say I have no video game preference. I love Xbox. I love PlayStation. I would love to have both game systems in my fucking house. I used to have both damn game systems in my fucking house. A PS4 and an Xbox One X. Because I have no preference. You want to talk about equality? Get off your fucking high horse and actually realize that that we're all the same, no matter what color skin we have. Because it's like a video game. Everybody just wants to have fun. Everybody just wants to enjoy themselves. Now, before I end this episode, I want to bring up one last thing to anyone who stuck by me during the dark times, who actually listened to the episodes of my podcast when I didn't record. I want to thank you guys. Because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't have gotten to where I am now. To my followers on TikTok, same thing. You guys kept me going. To my family kept me going. Everybody that I've come into contact with have kept me going. And now I've gotten to the point where I can actually get back to what I love doing the most. Get myself right. Raising my kids, right? And doing this podcast, right? And finally speaking my mind. Now this is just a random shit talk episode. The return of the random shit talk. Like I said, it's just some things you gotta do to make things right. Some people in this country are just doing it the wrong way. And to be honest with you, I know I'm quoting Donald Trump on this, but instead of making America great again, why don't we make America right again? Fix all the wrongs that were made. There are some wrongs that can't be bandaged over, but there are some things that we can do to make it right. That being said, this has been the Real Talk Podcast. I've been your host, AJ Laster. I hope what I said tonight reaches you. And I hope to see you guys, or to hear about you guys in the next episode. Like I said, this is just a test episode. I hope I've done you guys proud. I'll see you guys in the next episode. And until then, to quote the host of Distractable, podcast out.